Oh, my rug fell off.
All right, everyone get mature. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's Calgary.
That's wonderful.
Let's get mature, because we have a...
the most immature bit that's ever happened.
A new bit that Tom has created.
I don't understand.
It's called, "Hey man, do you know where anybody can get some pee around here?" It's from our Hey Man series, which includes Hey Man, What's Your Bit?
And? The underdeveloped Hey Man, Would You Hold My Dip Cup?
Yeah. We have a lot of underdeveloped stuff.
And Hey Man, Can I Get Your Cell Phone Number?
Hey Man, You Look Like a Moron.
And Hey Man, You Look Like a Moron.
This is called Hey Man, Where Can You Get Some Pee Around Here?
Yeah, this is certainly a little more abrasive than the normal Hey Man series.
But it's also part of our cab driver series, which includes Follow That Car.
Yes, where you dive into the car.
Which we found out won't work unless you're in like New York or something.
And tell the guy, follow that car, like in the movies.
It won't work when you call 15 minutes previous.
And there's no car in front of us at all.
And the cab driver just looks at you like, are you guys high?
No, but it might work here. Maybe we can try Follow That Car this weekend.
In these...
You know, you flag down a taxi and follow that car.
A Prius hybrid
like in a movie,
taxi.
In a movie, they peel out and tail that car till the bitter end. So I don't know how that's going to work. But this is called, what again? Hey Man, Where Can I Get Some Pee Around Here? So it features Tom as the abrasive Hey Man guy. Bob,
unreal,
as the guy who gets him to get to work, because the one cab I've taken without you, Bob, I was with Donovan and Tom when we left the game early the other night.
Yeah.
And I am engaging this cabbie in all kinds of conversation. I, of course, have my phone, recorder on. And we get out of the cab. I wasted so much breath with this guy. And I get out, I had to scold Tom and say, look, I'm not trying to date this guy. I'm setting him up for you.
You were on a roll, and I thought we were doing another bit called Can You Guess Where the Cabbie's From?
We were trying to do funny bits.
That was in development, though, the idea
that
we all talk to the cab driver, but never ask him where he's from, and then at the end of the ride is the big reveal, and we tell the guy, okay, don't tell us where you're from. I say Pakistan. He says,
India.
And then we wild.
Is it the same?
Then wild celebration.
Pakistan, India? Is it different?
That's totally different.
Very different.
Moron.
Similar?
Similar.
What does similar mean?
Hate each other.
They're similar, but different.
They border each other.
Both they don't Earth. Border each other? That's pretty close then.
But they hate each other.
They seem to sound similar.
Stop.
Pakistan.
Let's see. Yeah, India. Pakistan, India.
Back to the point at hand.
Why not?
All right. The point is, Tom is abrasively asking guys, where can he score some female companionship? But he says it in a different way. So let's play the first one. We did this the other day. This is the second time we've ever done it. Play cut three, Groobs.
You lived here a long time?
35 years.
This is on the way to the Calgary game.
So it was pretty cool having the Olympics here?
Yeah.
My job is just
to engage him in conversation.
Drive the cab then? No. I wasn't a cab driver.
Tom's waiting in the weeds to spring.
Where can somebody get some around here?
What do you wear?
This guy doesn't blink.
What do you wear? By the Sheraton there.
Say that again?
Where you were?
Hotel. Oh, we're over at the, where are we? Sheridan?
Yeah.
Sheridan, Eau Claire?
Yeah, and this over on 3rd Avenue there.
Oh, yeah?
There's lots of them, they stop there.
All right.
If the police don't chase them.
Yeah? Primo p***, not just ordinary run-of-the-mill p***.
Jeez.
Primo P. Not just ordinary run-of-the-mill P. Tom doesn't want ordinary P.
You ask that question a lot?
Yes.
About how often a lot of people come into the town and want to know where to
That's right.
Get a little piece of action.
Yeah.
That's right.
Classy manner.
We're not supposed to say where.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
That doesn't seem very friendly.
That's by the law, that's why.
Really?
Sometimes a cop jumps in you and asks you where I can get hooker.
Oh, really?
All right.
And off they go.
So, yeah, this guy didn't really blink.
Not at
he
all.
He was ready to help.
Where are you staying?
Out.
The first question, where are you staying?
Which goes back to the original premise that this is a standard question, apparently.
Just not one that you've ever asked.
I should say.
And if you would ask, it would probably be in a more toned down manner. More polite.
Gentle, like where does somebody find company?
Yes, or women, ladies. As we like to have respect for the opposite sex, whereas Tom... refers to them as
objectifies them
as pee, and either they are ordinary run of the mill pee or primo pee. Tom's grading system. All right, now this next episode.
Gosh,
that was actually the third time we pulled it off. He did it once, where we all held in our laughter, and on the second time, Tom couldn't even get it out. Here it is.
Does it get freezing in India,
buddy?
Does it get cold like this there?
No.
You guys are in the back seat giggling.
You ready for the Cricket World Cup?
Yes.
Pretty fired up?
Yeah.
How are we looking this year?
I don't know.
No. You're not a fan?
No.
Oh.
Here it comes.
So where can somebody find some
Really?
What?
Oh, I'm just having fun.
All right. Let me
Tom with the spit take.
Let me break from this bit. We're going to the last cut labeled Is It Racist? Because now here we are. Same cab ride.
Yep.
Oh, this is after Tom's
same guy.
Yeah.
I know he's from India.
The guy's from India.
Yep.
Tom is a little upset with the footing they got off on in their friendship. He feels that it didn't get off to a good start.
Could have been better.
So he feels, let's keep a conversation going, a dialogue. Perhaps I'll end up lifelong friends with this gentleman from India. And we file this under the heading, Is It Racist? What Tom asks the Indian cab driver.
All right.
How long you lived here?
13 years.
Straight from India?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ever seen the show Outsourced? No, it's on NBC in the States. It's based in India, and I was wondering if you thought it was funny or...
Tom asked, or Bob asked him, where are you going with this?
Is it racist?
Dude, I snatched my head.
What were we saying
him
the other day?
As...
What's like the commercial?
Tech and Talk.
Run, Gene, and Chad.
Tech and Talk.
So you ever make a long distance call?
Do you know Tech and Talk?
Yeah, who's your phone service? Metro PCS?
You know those guys?
So the guy's from India, and you automatically assume he watches Outsource,
which is
a show that, let's be honest, makes fun of people from India.
I wanted to see what he thought of the show.
Was it a documentary?
It's a comedy. It's a sitcom.
That's way worse than
So does
Tyson
your wife
Chandler
have
incident.
Like those rings around her neck that makes her neck real long?
That's not India. That's Africa.
Whatever. Is it racist?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, clearly.
Yes, very much clearly. So.
No way.
Poor guy.
All right.
Where did somebody find some
Oh, that was Tom's spit take? One more time.
So where can somebody find some
Really?
What? And to save his relationship with the Indian guy, he
asked about
sends it to outsource,
right.
And then trails off. Okay, now that was an interlude, and then we'll go back to this morning on the way to this station. I thought we were kind of done. We had assembled all the audio, but I was alerted that I need to turn on the phone, so I did. And here's the problem with, I will tell you the problem before we even play it. Generally, this bit is, let's get the guy talking a little bit. We're in a dialogue, so we, you know, just
you get
have
him,
some rapport.
Get him comfortable.
And then zing him. Where can we get some pee? We hadn't said one word to this guy. Not hello, just where the station was, pretty much, right? Drive us here.
You get in the cab, you give your destination, and that was it.
So I want that to be the setup.
And the guy showed zero friendliness to begin.
Very businesslike.
But we hadn't started talking. There was no dialogue established. Sometimes you need to establish a dialogue.
Tom didn't even have a chance to ask him.
Sometimes you need to buy her a drink before you rip her pants off. You know what I mean? Sometimes you have to have a little foreplay.
And keep in mind, this is 9:15 in the morning here.
It is 9:15 in the a.m. Okay, so here we are. Let's go in the cab.
Weren't you in Slumdog Millionaire?
Okay, so here we go to the cab this morning, and Tom is going to go to the well one more time. Haven't said a word yet.
Hey, I know it's early in the morning, but where can somebody find some in this town? Any place in particular? No?
Blinked his eyes.
No, not at all.
You could fade it because he's not going to start talking groups.
The cab driver did not say a word.
No. I don't know if he was automated because he never moved an inch, a muscle, as if you might have been talking to him.
And Tom was practically yelling in his ear.
But Tom, when he didn't say a word, Tom leaned up and had his face right in here, said,
No, nothing.
He was in his grill.
After that, when I said nothing, and then I sat back down, if there had been an injection handle on my seat, I would have pulled it.
Yeah.
I got out of there.
Pulled the ripcord?
Yeah. I would have totally gotten out of there.
Release the chute. Yeah, I look over at Dom, and after like 3 seconds of the most awkward silence ever, and I'm like, so what'd you guys do last night? Right.
And then I said, tense.
Boy, you gotta...
What did I say? I said something out loud to him.
Yeah, you said,
hey, maybe
we should engage in conversation or something like that.
I tried giving some coaching advice after the fact.
Well, I was trying to tell Tom the Cal Stanford play where there are a kick return and 10 laterals. That was done out of desperation at the end of the game, not the opening kickoff. That's when Tom jumps in the car. Yeah.
And I tried to say, you know, when they ring the bell after the first round, you don't have someone just going for haymakers right there.
Nobody was talking.
No, they'll jab a little bit.
I knew this was a 5-minute cab ride.
How about lovely weather we're having here, no?
No, it's not my place. See, my place is just to ask the question.
You got one thing on your mind?
Right.
Yeah, we all
know it's early in the morning, but where can somebody find some in this town?
Engagement conversation. Bob is due prod. Tom, that's his role, which is we found last night very important.
Prod.
Underrated role.
Prod and distance. Don't miss the entire movie.
Right.
All right, yeah.
But wow. Salute, Tom.
Wow.
Very good new character. Not all, but most of Tom's things can only be done on the road. Which is kind of genius. Gets him off a lot of work throughout the year.
Love how Tom gets the real deep grown-up voice.
Right. Yeah. It's a big boy voice.
So
I know it's early in the morning, but where can somebody find some in this town?
And it really is. It was 9 a.m. in Vancouver.
And it was very tense in that cab.
Man, it really was.
From there on out.
I wouldn't have been surprised if he would have just stopped the cab and said, I can't have this.
Yeah,
out.
I thought maybe he might kick us out. Yeah.
And he didn't even get a chance to ask him about outsourced.
No.
All right, it's 2:30. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.